The Green Party has launched disciplinary action against its MP, Julianne Genta, following her extraordinary outburst in Parliament last night. A formal complaint has also been lodged with the Speaker of the House, Jerry Brownlee. Here's our Deputy Political Editor, Craig McCulloch.
Absolute bedlam in the debating chamber as a debate over transport policy went off-road. Parliament TV shows the Green MP Julianne Genta leaning over National's Matt Doocy, wielding a document in one hand and gesticulating, shouting repeatedly, "Read the report."
We're going to have some order. We know that transport is one of those touchy subjects.
A touchy subject turned truculent. MPs appalled across parties.
It was a serious, intimidatory, physical attack upon another member in this chamber, and that's unacceptable.
That was an extraordinary outburst,
a huge amount of intimidation that was going on.
And then from Ms. Genta.
If I could apologise for my actions, Mr. Speaker, it was the last thing I wanted to do to intimidate anyone in this House. What has absolutely motivated me is a desire to share information that I believe would be of benefit to everyone in this House. And I'm very sorry if in my passion to do so, I was intimidating. That was not my intention.
Today, a no-show from the Green MP, told to stay home by her co-leaders, who fronted instead.
What occurred last night is completely unacceptable, completely inexcusable, and there is an internal disciplinary process that we'll be following.
Nothing excuses the behaviour in the House last night.
They say Ms. Genta will be given personal and professional support as part of an internal disciplinary process. But they refused to say whether last night's outburst was part of a wider pattern of behaviour.
Every time that we have something raised to us, we deal with that. We're dealing with this one right now, and we're making sure that it doesn't happen again.
Mr. Doocy declined to speak to reporters this afternoon.
Won't be commenting on that today.
But an official complaint has been lodged with the Speaker. Ms. Genta has until Monday midday to formally respond. It caps off an atrocious start to the year for the Greens. First, Golries Gurriman gone for shoplifting. Then Darlene Tana stood down over allegations of migrant exploitation. That inquiry is still underway. The party's former co-leader James Shaw yesterday gave his final farewell in Parliament, just hours before the confrontation.
It has been my privilege.
The irony, his final appeal was for MPs to rise above entrenched debates and to instead build alliances.